Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji. I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hey, welcome. Welcome to the show that was founded on Kingdom Principles, a show that was designed with you in mind, a show that will have people to come by and answer the proverbial question, how did I get here? And a show that I get to do with two phenomenal co-hosts, Niles and KJ. Hey guys, how are you?
Hey, how you doing? How's everybody?
We are doing wonderful and we are ready. Are you guys ready for this show? I don't know about you, but I've seriously been just giving it a lot of thought. How do you get across to people that this is what you really love doing and you feel like this is what you were born to do? How do you get that across to people?
I think just being authentic and just being real.
I love it.
It's like showing people like, hey, I'm not doing this for me. I'm just doing it for you. Like, hey.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. And also using and exercising your voice and letting people know about your experience. And as KJ said, just being transparent and straightforward. And that's what people connect with.
Absolutely. I agree.
We don't connect with fantasy. We connect with the real.
Yep. I agree. Which leads me to discuss the laws of success last week. Well, really, 3 weeks ago, I think we started this particular principle. And we're talking about the laws of success. This week, we dealt with, I think it was principles and laws of planning. But And of course, you got to have that passion with this law of success. But this week, I kind of want to hone in on just two objectives here. I want to talk about people and those that you kind of need to have in your life and the ones that you kind of run from. And then I want to talk about how you're really not supposed to kind of scoff, if that makes any sense. The law of persistence. Again, we're dealing with the laws of success. These two particular principles are people. Now, when you're kind of Xing people out of your life, you kind of want to make certain that the people that you're saying, you know what, I've got to kind of take a backseat to, are people that scoff at other people. And the word scoff here is talk about people behind their backs. You really don't have time for that. Not in dealing with the laws of success. You want to be careful about people who have ideologies that are just really not conducive or not like your ideology. The people that do not have what I like to call as my litmus test, they don't have love for other people. Those are kind of folk that, even though the business opportunity may be good that presented itself, those are kind of folk that I'm saying thank you, but no thank you to. Instead, I like to be around people who choose to take control of their lives. These are folk that say, you know what, come hell or high water, I'm in control here. I'm going to do this thing. I like to be around folk, and I like for you to consider being around people that will celebrate you and not just tolerate you. You don't kind of want to be around those folk. And then when you're dealing with the law of persistence, persistence is a constant insistence for what you're going after. Meaning no matter what, come hell or high water, you're not going to quit. You're not going to throw in the towel. You're just not going to do it. So when you're exercising, yet again, the keys to the laws of success, you want to make certain that you have that mindset of, I am not going to quit no matter what. So when you finish praying, because we do incorporate prayer, right? Also incorporate seeking. And when you seek, you are actively being active, you're being aggressive, and you're being persistent. Yet again, these are keys that help you to use the laws of success. What say you guys? Do you see how you can incorporate making certain that you have the right people around you when it comes to operating in the laws of success?
Yeah. Like when I think about like who I'm surrounded by, I think of that Will Smith quote, who's fueling your flame? You know, he's like, don't hang around some jank people, you know, quote forbidden. Because like you have to understand, like, okay, are these people fueling my flame or dousing my fire? You know, for me, I'm at a point in my life where, okay, you can come into my life, but your actions will dictate how you value this relationship. You know, I'm not down for wasting time. You know, I'm not down to wasting time with people. I would rather waste my money than waste my time. Because I can double what I lost with my money versus I can't make any of my time back. So that's how I view friendship, you know. I know one time, this is what I did with my first year of college. I purposely left my wallet on my nightstand as my roommate's in the room. I left for about 2-3 hours. I put a 50 in there. I took all my credit cards out. And I wanted to come back and see if my money was gone.
Right?
I come back. My friend, my roommate at the time, he was still on his bed playing his game. I come back to my wallet. Nothing's gone.
Huh.
So I'm like, okay. This is a guy I can trust at this point.
I like that. Okay. Nice litmus test there. Thank you.
And then my take on that, I actually have a few things written down. When you're around the right folks, you guys help to magnify each other's gifts. You challenge each other. You hold each other accountable. You inspire each other. Make sure you're filling your own cup and it will run over so you have some to spare. You know, when you're in a strong support system, you're operating in high form. You're producing fruit. You're yielding fruit. And in doing so, you also edify God, because his greatness shines through you and your team. So get started today, and you can no longer put it off. Success is about taking steps, big or small, towards that purpose and towards that dream on a consistent basis.
Absolutely. Wow. Absolutely. That's what I love about Niles. Niles has a way of bringing it all home so that you can kind of get it. So there's no questions about it. I love that. Thank you for that.
Thank you, guys.
Absolutely, man. And that's what we do. Iron sharpens iron, right?
Yeah. And then we hit on persistence, right?
Persistence, yeah. I was about to say that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead, KJ. Go ahead.
I was about to say, persistence is probably like, it goes in line with what we talked about last week about discipline and passion. You know, you kind of have to set yourself up when it comes down to persistence in a way where you don't fail. And that's where your friends come in. And that's where your discipline, that's when you tap into it. Because there are times where where you feel, I don't want to go on anymore. You know, I'm tired, or I'm tired of hearing no. I'm tired of, it's been 10 years and I'm still not where I want to be. You know, mm-hmm. I'm taking life by the horns and everything, but I'm still not where I want to be. During those times, it could be like that 10th year, you are feeling that weight. And it's like, okay. Mm-hmm. It's waiting for you. Like, okay, now you need to make that one more extra push so you can come over the hump. What I mean by when that discipline comes in and that passion comes in, you have to remember why you started in the first place. And with that discipline, when you feel your fire dwindling out, that's when you fall back on your discipline and your routine and your lifestyle, so you can continue to push through that last phase of the race.
That's good. Seriously.
I like that. I
do too.
And that led me to actually look up the word persistence. And it's basically firm continuance in a course of action in spite of difficulty and opposition. And this is my thing right here. This is where I start talking. The definition is over. Persistence helps to yield optimal and solid results through consistent effort, constantly working on that thing, that gift that God instilled in you. If you want that thing that's called success, you can't stop where you are. You can't stop when you face adversity. You have to push through. If you don't push through, then you won't finish. We must complete and master things. That's the form of persistence, a form of persistence. Persistence is very important just because it helps you to develop in life. And it's also interlinked with personal development and self-improvement. You will only get better in life by failing at things, learning from those experiences, and then moving on from those things. So then you're able to apply those lessons to life.
I was just talking about knowledge about similar to self-development, about failure, like about an hour ago. I was in acting class and I was like, oh, we're doing these self-tapes. I'm like, watch, I'm about to get exposed. But I would, like, there was a feeling about me getting exposed. I was like, why do I have this feeling? Like, you know what? I'm just going to embrace it, because if I get exposed, then I would have an opportunity to learn. Then versus me not getting exposed, I'm not learning at all.
Yeah.
You know, finding my shortcomings as an actor, you know, finding my, I'm doing this well, but whoa, have you been doing this in your acting? Like, oh, I didn't really notice that, you know? So embrace it, embrace the adversity, remain persistent through the brick wall. You can't go over, you can't go under, I don't know. Get a battering ram and ram through. I don't know. There are different ways to combat adversity and failure.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
And regarding what you just said about being exposed, what is it in us that doesn't like to be exposed? Like, what are we running from? Of course, it's the vulnerability. But it's like you're stripping things down to the core. You're stripping all that mask, that facade, whatever you're keeping in order to keep yourself safe, it's been stripped from you.
It's ego.
So now you're bare.
It's ego. You know? I think it's ego, because it's like, oh, I see myself in this light. I feel like I am the best. You know, what do you do when you're seen as the best but exposed? And it's like, oh, you're actually the fifth.
So what if it surpasses ego and it just a bottom line, underlining foundational fear? What if it's just, I don't want people to know that, you know, that part about me. So as a defense mechanism and as a way of doing my life, I just kind of keep that up.
Well, I think with that, you need to be around people you trust, you know. Okay. You can be publicly exposed. That's different from being privately exposed.
Okay.
Privately, it's like, and not saying exposed, but just like finding your shortcomings. Where do you
start? For sure.
I think exposed, when we use exposed, it's like, oh, it's a negative connotation. It's like, oh, what did you do? But it's more of like, hey, man, let's have a talk. You did X, Y, and Z. Just want to know where you at with your goals and your vision, you know? So ego, fear, that's why it's very important to have your core group. You know, and say, hey, like, hey, yo, now, what was that, you know? You know, it's like, what do you mean by X, Y? It's just so like you don't get in trouble by someone bigger. I'd rather you get in trouble with my friends and my family versus me getting in trouble with, like, I don't know, the president, you know.
For sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. It's good to know what we're feeling here. We're still, you know, we know one another, but to kind of get behind and know one another, that's important, very important, especially when doing something like this. And you're telling people, hey, listen, these are the laws or these are some principles that we're using in our lives. And by using these principles, these are some of the things that have come into, you know, fruition for us by using. Really, you're just changing the way you think. When you change your mind, everything else will follow.
Is this like just putting things in a positive perspective? I'm sorry.
Absolutely.
No, it's just like we kind of just always have to continue to dig. Just keep digging no matter what it is. And that's how you get to the core. Keep on asking the question why. Because your first why will probably knock down a little bit of the superficial, the surface. Keep on asking why. And we'll keep on getting deeper and deeper and deeper until you get to the core. It's like, you know, what kids always ask why. Like, why? Because they're curious. But they're also looking to learn to help to shape their perspective and understanding.
Right.
And I want to say this. I was that kid who asked why frequently. And I'm not telling you how to raise your kids, but I'm just saying this. They are curious about the world. Don't see it as if like as them being disrespectful when they're asking why. They're just like, I want to know. And if you teach your kids at home, you prevent the outside world influencing them in a negative perspective. I'm just saying that because I was that kid and I was told no. But I just wanted you to know it's like it's okay.
So that kid is usually using that key of persistence.
Yeah. It's like, oh, why does the world spin on the axis? You know,
for sure.
Like, oh, you know, God did it. But like, why do you do that? You know, it's like, let's research it because I don't know the answer and let's find out together. You know,
absolutely.
It's all about learning and growing.
Absolutely. I agree. Absolutely. So, what's going on, Niles? You've got some things that you wanted to talk about. You were talking about them.
Oh, you're talking about trending topics?
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about? Yeah,
okay. Man.
So, I was able to check out a movie called Project Power over the weekend with Jamie Foxx. And I like it because it shows how powerful your gift can be if you use it. And it also can help to change and alter your life, your circumstances and surroundings, the world around you, if you take hold of it. So it was just kind of like a nice reminder to fight for your dreams by utilizing your gift and not just recognizing your gift, but really learning how to tap into it. Because God wants us to have huge visions, big visions, not just, you know, what's in front of you, because when we use our, you know, our gift, which comes from God, it helps to edify God. And it's light shines through us when we're doing it. So that's why I like the movie Project Powers. Check it out on Netflix. It's with Jamie Foxx. And I forget the other two. Jordan Levitt. It's also a newcomer. She did an awesome job.
Wasn't she good? She was really, really good. Yeah. I saw her. Yeah. That was a great movie.
So check that out if you're looking for some inspiration. And also, 824, Kobe Day.
Yeah.
That is August 24th, a day where we remember Kobe, Gianna, and the victims of the crash. For me, it's still kind of surreal and unreal. But it reminds us to just really take advantage of our time here because you don't know when your time will come to an end. So use all that God put in you while you're here, you know, and Kobe did so much, you know, for LA. And just to think that he passed away at 41, you know, and he's no longer here, but we can still, you know, feel him. His legacy lives on. To me, that's also a great definition of success because it supersedes him and it still lives on. Like, unfortunately, like sometimes when the average person is turning 40, we're kind of just getting into who am I? You know, so to see everything that he was able to accomplish by 41 is just amazing. And it's just a great, you know, indicator when it comes to success and what we're talking about. So
it's also the legacy as well. Like his name will go down in history for one, the Mamba mentality. And I really, really, really do respect Kobe in that light. You know, putting onto the ground. It's like, you know what? I'm just going to conquer this. I don't care what's in my way.
Absolutely.
You're nothing to me. You know, it's kind of like that mindset when you go toward adversity. So, yeah.
And that will be passed down. And then next we have Tesla and Apple. They're splitting. And Tanji, you can tell us about that because you know a lot about that.
I am so excited for this. When I got the news, I've been watching it. I kid you not. I got the news the other day that if this was going to happen. What it basically means that instead of paying $1,556 for one stock in Tesla, when you buy August 31st, when you buy one stock, they're splitting it five ways, meaning one stock will equal five shares of that particular stock in Tesla. Now is the time. It'll be probably priced around 300, $32, give or take a few dollars. But still, man, that is super, super good. And then with Apple, oh my God, this is major. Just sit on this stock for just a little while and see exactly what your yields will be. With Apple, you buy one stock August 31st, you get four. And instead of paying $440-something-odd for one share, you're actually going to pay $113, give or take.
Take it.
And yep. So can you imagine what if you had just a little bit of your stimulus money, what you could do with that?
Exactly. And Curtis, who was a previous guest on the show about two weeks ago, he already made $500 buying Tesla stock.
Crazy.
And when did he get it?
He got it like 2-3 days ago.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
$5 in 2 days. It's crazy.
Absolutely.
So there are other ways to create passive income as you're in quarantine and still working on your gifts. So be diligent and keep pushing forward. One more topic that we have to talk about is vote by mail. Wow. So, you know, because of COVID-19, in a situation where going in to vote, it creates a challenge to stopping the spread of the virus. So mail or absentee ballots have been a big, big talk in the news thus far. So just be sure to send in your ballot at a certain time so you're vote does count, because there are also other implications that come with the Postal Service regarding the whole taking the whole mailboxes away situation.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what exactly is going on with that, but
ridiculous.
I would say be diligent during this time and don't waste any time when it comes down to voting.
Yeah, just try to do it as early as possible, because there's also like delays because of COVID.
Yes.
So, you know, when it comes to the postal system. So,
and I'm going to give it up to our mailmen and mailwomen.
Oh, God.
Hey, absolutely. That's true.
Yeah.
Packages, Amazon, UPS.
Yes.
You carry a box, you drop it from my door. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Especially in this California heat.
Oh, yes. My God.
I also want to thank the firefighters. There are a bunch of fires going around.
Yes.
Happening in Los Angeles due to, we don't want wires to short circuit, and we have the Woolsey fire that happened 2 years back. So just everybody be safe, stay hydrated. If you're going to go to the beach, stay safe out there.
Absolutely. And thank you. Thank you so, so very much for being such a supporter of this show. We really want you to know that we truly, truly appreciate you. We're on all social medias. Dr. Tanjo, on Mondays, we do the Talk to Tanji. And for the last few weeks, we've been able to just really hold folk's hand and walk with them on that journey called life. And we've seen folk come into who they're supposed to be. And it's just, it's mind-boggling. Angelo Haskin and what's her name? Ramona Brown and Rodina. Oh my God, absolutely. Authors. Man, can you believe we've been able to do that? Seriously. It's wonderful.
And they'll be coming back from their last time on Talk to Tanji, the following 3 months. We'll be having Angelo come back and just talk about the process. We want to show you guys on the Dr. Tanji show and Talk to Tanji, the developmental process and like the work you have to put into it. Think anything big to happen in 3 months, but if it does happen, we know that, okay, you've been doing your work, but we understand if it's not where you want to be, it's a process as well.
Absolutely. And nobody's discounted. It could just be an idea. I've worked with people who just had an idea, and we were able to bring that idea to the mainstream and to the marketplace. To see people realize something like that, it's amazing. It feels really good. It does. So thank you for your support. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And I'm sure many people appreciate your hands-on approach, Tanji, with that whole process and show, just to see the, you know, progress that they make within 3 weeks. Like, they're able to go from like step A to like step E, just, you know, from your guidance. So, well, you know, I'm sure they're appreciative of that, and we're appreciative of you and, you know, what you teach us.
Thank you. It's so him. You do know that, right?
It takes like 21 days to create a habit. And through this, like 3 weeks, you kind of like, hey, let's walk through this together, you know?
Yep. Absolutely. 21
days to create a habit, about 60 to 64 to like 90 days to make that habit into a lifestyle. So, I love what we're doing with that.
Yeah.
And, the direction that God's given you. And,
thank you, sir.
And the people that we're having on the show, and they're just being real. And
absolutely.
And find it crazy how when they come on the show, they don't know what to expect. Then about the second week, they're like, hey, okay, all right, I'm adjusted. All
right.
Yeah.
No, right?
I don't want to support
really
you.
Really fast.
Yeah, they're like, I want to get myself into shape, you know?
Oh, my gosh. But you know what? In the spirit of transparency, this morning, I didn't feel like doing anything. I didn't feel like getting up out of bed. I didn't feel like reading my scriptures. I just got to be honest. I'm like, oh my God, what is this? And then I remembered, oh, it's not about what you feel. It's about what you know.
Yeah.
What's the right thing to do? If I miss this day, what if this was the day that, like you said, that potential came into being? Yeah. What if it was this day?
I like that. It's not always about your feelings and
emotions. Yeah, man, come on.
Getting the job done. It's about what you do.
Absolutely.
You know, because here's the thing, emotions are fickle. So we're going to be all over the place.
Yep.
And you shouldn't let something that's temporary determine possibly a permanent outcome. So
absolutely.
You better get on it.
You know what's really interesting? It's kind of like when you're in those bad moods, we know it's temporary. Yeah. But we act like it's forever.
Who are you telling?
We act like, oh, my whole day is gone. I don't know what else to do. But it's kind of like, hey, it's temporary. Listen to something. Exercising is a good thing to do. Just doing like 10 push-ups. I don't know. What's your push-up count?
Can I ask a quick question? I know this is really off script, but what's two things that you've learned about yourself during this quarantine? What's two things, if you want to share? If you don't, then just say, hey, pass me. But what are two things that you've learned about yourself that maybe you didn't know about yourself?
For me, I'm not even going to say coming out of this quarantine, because I feel like we're still kind of in it and going in and out and, you know, slithering through. I really just kind of took hold of the mindset, because I've been spending more time, not just with myself, of course, but with God. And I really now feel like I can do anything. Like, if I say something, it's kind of already done. So I don't worry about, you know, things like I used to. Like, nothing good is going to come from that. So I really just learned how to say yes to whatever is in front of me, or regardless of the situation. And I put it out in the atmosphere, not the atmosphere, but I put it out, talk to God about it. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to correct myself, but I put it out there.
We put it in the atmosphere.
I talked to God about it, and I let it go, because I know it will be delivered when the time is right. But I also know that I need to be working towards that thing and not just sitting here with my hands out.
Yep.
You know? The second thing that I've learned is just by getting better at being still. And being okay with, you know, quietness and peace.
Wow.
And I'm learning to embrace that. I also learned that my phone has kind of become my best friend. You know, it's something that I'm working on, just kind of, because I feel like we're just always like in our phones and our technology and so on. But when I do have my phone, I'm usually writing, reading, or trying to expand my mind in some kind of way. And every once in a while on Instagram. But you know, honesty with yourself.
Right. What's say you, KJ?
I know for me, I know I said this a couple weeks ago, like love, loving others along with myself. So like my whole perspective around it has changed. Love is a choice, and you choose to love others in the midst of their own mess or their own joy. So, and that's hard in itself because your feelings are telling you something else, like, oh, you should do something, like when a person does something to you and it hurts your feelings, you want to get into your feelings and say like, oh, no, I don't want to do X, Y, and Z. I don't want to love them. But you have to understand that, hey, you have to actively love. That's why it's the same. It could piggybacks in the same thing. What Niall said, like when something's in your mind, you have to ask yourself, why are you feeling this way? So there's a lot of situations and a lot of ideas where you have to continually and actively choose positivity, choose discipline, choose purpose every day whenever you have to fight with your emotions. Yeah. The second thing,
investigate. No, I just said investigate. You have to investigate.
You have to always investigate.
Like, what you're feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, am I feeling this because of my own insecurities, or am I feeling this because the other person just said something out of pocket, you know?
Yeah.
Another thing that helped me was discipline and just being open. Open with other people's ideas and open with other people's thoughts. I thought I was set that area, but like I feel like, oh, there's a couple holes in this area that I need to plug up, you know?
Yeah.
You can feel like, oh, I'm open. I'm open, like, okay. Then I'm talking with my friends. I'm like, oh, okay, why do I feel this way? You know, why do I want to, like, I don't know, have a fit right now? But after, like, okay, take a pause and let's have this dialogue, no matter how cringe crushing it is.
Right.
So, yeah. Things.
Wonderful. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much.
What about you, Tanji?
I think this time, I'm not, hear me when I say this, I'm not making it all about me, but normally I'm always on somebody else's bandwagon. I kid you not. Always making sure that, hey, do this, or hey, let me suggest this, but never putting myself out there saying, I'll be okay. This time, I'm changing tunes, and it feels good. It does. I'm still kind of questioning myself, man, am I being selfish here? But, you know, overall, I'm doing things that I really like doing. And I think I said it once before, during this quarantine, I'm dancing, man. I'm dancing with my eyes closed again.
There we go.
And I love it. I absolutely love it. Don't ever let anyone take you off focus. Sorry.
I can testify for one thing for our audience members. Each of the things Niles and Dr. T has said, they're actively doing it. And I've seen it. I've come to testify to see it.
Yeah.
Both of their lives. So,
thank you.
Keep pushing, keep grinding.
Absolutely.
Keep learning, keep trying to evolve, grow your mind and mature.
Yes. Yes.
Your state of being. And just bring that person who's inside of you and bring that person out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you feel like your back is against the wall, there's somebody inside you who is bigger than the one outside of you who wants to get out. And they're able to go that extra mile, who can write that 10 extra pages, who can read couple extra pages, who can do 10 more push-ups, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Continue to mature that person inside of you so when you do feel defeated and you want to give up, he would just say, let's go. We're doing it, you know?
Yeah. It's kind of like what Muhammad Ali said. He said when it came to push-ups and training, he didn't start counting until it started hurting.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You know? And I've been putting that phrase into work this week, you know? If I'm tired, I'm like, all right, here we go.
Yeah.
I love it.
This
I absolutely love it.
Yep.
Absolutely. Thank you for that. I'm going to note that. Seriously, you guys have no earthly idea of what you do for me. You think I don't listen to you? I do listen, and I write it down, and I put it in my life. So you guys are making a difference in my life. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And talk about making a difference. Is it time? Is it time?
It is.
Yes? Yep. I am so nervous right now because I get to introduce a woman that 19 years ago is with the last time I think I saw her. And we were literally working in a law firm together. And now this woman is not only an author of, 16, 17 books? Oh, my God. She has her own publishing company. She has a way of motivating people and coaching them to do exactly what they're supposed to do. She has, oh my God, she's the founder of Broken Wings Brain Injury Empowerment Group, as well as a 501c3 with Broken Wings, which is a nonprofit organization. And she has When Heaven Speaks is a book coaching, publishing. Is that right? Won countless awards. I could go on and on and on. None other than my friend. Can I still say that word?
Yes, because that's what I definitely think you are.
Twyla Reed, welcome to the Dr. Tanji Show. How are
Thank
you?
Thank you. Awesome. First of all, I have to say how good it is to see you.
Oh my God, I'm thinking the same thing. Wow. I know, right? I was 19 years old. Oh my God. Wow. I was 19 years old when you and I started working together. And who would have thought making $3.10 an hour?
I didn't look at you.
I know, right?
Man.
Twyla, okay. Oh my God. Thank you first and foremost for serving. You are 20 years retired from the Army. Yes. So thank you very much for that. I got to ask you that proverbial question. How did you get here?
Wow. You know, that's a really good question. When I think about that question, I can honestly say that I am here really just based off my choices in life, my experiences in life. Everything that I've gone through in life it's literally brought me to where I am right now. All of the heartache, the heartbreak, the pain, the good things, the great things, everything that God has allowed me to experience was for such a time as this.
Wow. Wow. Spoken so eloquently. So when I don't want to hog the conversation because I could just talk 19 years worth of stuff. I could not. But how do you tell someone who's living in small town Mississippi? We're from Columbus, Mississippi. How do you truly can dream in color and you can write your books and you can own the company? And how do you tell somebody that when I was born in the projects, man. You're telling me that, and I'm looking at my circumstances. How do you inspire someone to do something like what you've done?
Well, once you have to really learn how to stimulate your imagination. You know, we came from a very small place, Columbus, Mississippi. Yeah. Yeah. You know, as one of my very best friends would say, who'd have thunk it?
Right.
You know, who would think that we would be where we are today? This just lets you really know. You said something. I was listening to the show prior to you bringing me on. Mindset is everything. Mm. And not only that, but your words are everything too. And we really need to understand the power of our words, because death and life truly lie in the power of our tongue. And when we start to change our mindset, our language is going to change. And when that changes, our life is going to change. And so it doesn't matter where we come from, Tanji. Doesn't matter, you know, working in a little small law firm in little old Columbus, Mississippi.
Yeah.
you know, we can do. Christ has given us the ability to do all things through him. And we just have to know that and believe and know that who we are, but most importantly, whose we are.
Well spoken. Thank you, ma'am.
So what was that deciding factor that kind of pushed you to embark on this journey?
Oh, wow. You're never going to believe it. was in the Army, did 20 years. But while I was serving active duty, my family and I, we were in a really bad car accident. Okay. This journey, that's where it all started. And little did I know, God had me writing this book unknowingly for a very long time. And now that I look back, everything that I've gone through was to lead me up to writing. Did the 20 years, never thought about being an author. Didn't know anything about writing a book, nothing about, none of that at all. Just thought I would retire from the military, you know, take care of our son, you know, and just live life. But God said, no. He showed me that the military was my means of income to, you know, support the family, you know, and everything like that. So after retiring, I retired December 1st, 2015. March 2016, I started writing. And it's like I haven't stopped. And so everything that I had gone through with the car accident, that's where it all really began. Because I was really angry with God for a long time. Because here I am thinking I was doing all the things I was supposed to do, you know, ministering to people, encouraging people, inspiring them. And then this happened. And I'm like, why did this happen? But God had to show me, hey, this isn't about you. This is not about you. Why not you? And so being able to look back now and see how I was being prepared through high school, through working in the law firm, Tanji, through college, all those things. I knew that God was grooming me to be a caregiver, grooming me to be a one to empower survivors of traumatic events, to teach them how to turn their tragedy into working strategies to really truly become the strategist of their own destiny. You can do that.
I absolutely love that.
Yeah, your story kind of reminds me of Ava DuVernay, how she like picked up a camera late in her mid-30s, how you picked up a pen later in your life. I just wanted to know, like, what books that kind of put that in your mind, like, I want to do this for the rest of my life? Like, what was it, your first one? Was it your second one? Or was it just like, I'm just going to continue writing, you can't stop me, nonstop?
It was the first book. My first book, Broken Wings, which is a true story. It's my journey through my son's recovery, through the traumatic brain injury. My son actually died in my arms at the scene of the accident, and they revived him. He was in a coma, came out of the coma, was paralyzed. So all of the things that the doctors told me he would never be able to do, they told me he'd never be able to walk again, never talk again, that if he came out of the coma, he'd be in a vegetative state for the rest of his life. And I believed that. I did. Until one day, there was I call her an angel, because to this day, I do not know who she is. There were three angels, doctor. And again, I don't know who he is. No one knows who he is. No one can find him. I've tried and looked for years and cannot find this gentleman. And so being able to write our story, and not only that, but to know that people all over the world, and when I tell you all over the world, have that have a copy of this book, they've contacted me to say, wow, you don't know how you've inspired me. You know, my husband has a traumatic brain injury and we didn't know what to do. You've given us hope to say, hey, that just because you have a traumatic event, that's not the end all, that life does not end there. You know, you can have a life after a tragic event. It's not the end. My son is walking. He's talking. He's 31 years old now. He was 11 at the time of accident. Oh, wow. It just birthed something. It just really set a fire and it sparked something, because then God put me in a position where other people of traumatic events they would contact me and say, hey, you know, how did you get through this? And can you help me with this service? Or I can't find resources. And so those were the same challenges that we dealt with. I didn't know anything about a traumatic brain injury at all. All I know is that my baby, 11-year-old, was here in his coma. I didn't know what to do, but I knew I had to do something. And so I just, you know, prayed and said, Lord, you got to help me, you know. And so from that prayer, I truly believe that God allowed us to become the blueprint to show others that you can have life after a traumatic event.
And I love the fact, I love, love, love the fact that you truly, we were talking right before you came on air about being vulnerable, about, you know, allowing people to see that in us, see that side of us. That had to have been something that did you toil with that? Do I really kind of want to open myself up and let people see this or know this? How did you know that, okay, for me to truly get through this, I've got to ask for help? That's basically what you did, right?
Yes.
When you opened yourself up.
Yes.
Wow.
Because I did not do that at first, because I was so overwhelmed. And first of all, it took a toll on me mentally as well. I didn't know if I was coming or going or coming. I was still active duty. At the time, I was in a very abusive marriage. And so those are things that people didn't know about. But I talk about my son not only fighting for his life, but I was fighting for my life as well. And so I knew that if I was going to do this and really be effective in the message and be effective in carrying out the vision that God had given me and the call that he had given me, that I had to be transparent. I had to let people know, hey, I've lived this life. I have this story. You're living this life. You're now traveling this journey, but you're not alone. You're not alone. And I've learned that everything that we go through in life, it is for a reason. It's never for us, Tanji.
Yes,
it's always, it's always to bless someone else. Always.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Wow.
I just want to kind of tap into the situation didn't change initially, but your perspective did. And that takes a lot of work to do, like changing how you look at something. Like, can you walk us, you know, through that? Because sometimes we get down in the dumps and, you know, we kind of get stuck in the darkness. How do you pull yourself out of that?
You know, I wrote a book called From Tragedy to Working Strategies. And it's based off of my signature speech when I go and talk to people. And one of the main things that I talk about is perspective. And when you think about perspective, how many times have you heard this too shall pass?
This all my life.
Too shall pass. That's right. Yeah, it doesn't look good right now. And then it didn't feel good. I was hurting. I was lost. I was in the dark. I was in a pit. But I had to really just rely on God. I had to really, really talk about faith. Faith, F-A-I-T-H, forwarding all issues to him. I really had to forward all issues to him in order to get through and to be able to really say, hey, this too shall pass. Yeah, my son can't walk right now. Okay, he can't talk right now. But this too shall pass. Because through my natural eyes, what I saw was death. That's all I could see. I couldn't touch my son. I couldn't talk to him. I would sneak in the intensive care unit and anoint his bed. I would touch him when they wouldn't see me touching him and anointing him, because I had to believe in something. Because if not, I don't think we would have made it out of that. So perspective is everything. You have to look at the big picture. When you talk about perspective, you have to remember how things were before the tragedy. And you also have to have hope that there is going to be better days ahead after the tragedy.
Wow.
Wow.
I really like that too, Faith, forwarding all issues to him. Wow.
Yes.
How can people find you and read your books and get a hold of it so we can learn more about perspective and how to heal our broken wings? Because many people who are watching who have either similar situations, or they feel like that situation is like a void and it's like taken away all of the positive things they instill into life. So how can people get in contact with you and get a hold of your books?
Okay, well, they can go to my website, which is www.twylareid.com. That's TWYLIAREID.com. You can also go to When Heaven Speaks Publishing.com, because the books are listed there as well. And they're also on Amazon and Barnes and Nobles, and a couple of the books are also in Walmart. But I would just say go to my website, because then you can read our story, you know, learn about our journey. I have pictures of my son there as well.
Wow, Twyla. Ay, 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 ay. I want to go on, and our time is saying, hey, girl. But thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so very much for standing. Thank you for not giving up. Thank you for doing whatever you had to do to get through it. And thank you for not turning your back or your faith on him. That is so vitally important.
I want to encourage others that really may have a story. Everything that you go through in life, there's someone waiting. When Heaven Speaks Learning Academy. You can access this Learning Academy at shopwhenheavenspeaks.podia.com. And I offer courses there to help you write your book, tell your story. I want people to think that, you know, a lot of times people think that, they're going to break the bank to write their story. That's not true. You know, I can help you self-publish and all of those good things. God has given me the knowledge and the resources and the skills to be able to teach that to others.
Wow. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you.
Just quickly, just thank you for being an example of how your experience can be used to bless others. Yes. And through your experience, you also show, you know, how God bless you. And that's kind of hard to, you know, put a positive spin on when things aren't going the way that we think they should. So thank you so much for that.
Thank you. Thank you, Twyla. We love you very much. You're so welcome to come here anytime. Mwah!
I love
See you.
You
soon, baby. I love you much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you guys for helping make a wonderful show. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to The Dr. Tunji Show with Dr. Tunji Scott.